Hey, this is Billy Grima, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with host Jim Madonna.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And today is no different, because I have on the line Canadian recording artist, Mr. Billy Grima. Billy, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Billy, I want to say, man, it is an honor and a privilege to have this opportunity to talk with you. Calling me up from Canada to share your music with my listeners, I really, truly appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, and I've heard nothing but good things about your show.
Well, awesome. I thank you for your kind words. Billy, you know what? Why don't we just start, you know, kind of from the beginning, and I'm going to let you steer the ship here for a minute, and why don't you let the listeners, you know, who Billy Grima is and, you know, how you got started, and then we're just going to kind of let this flow. We're going to play some songs off your album, Sugar and Cream. We're just going to have a good time. So I'm going to turn this over to you right now. You have the floor, my friend.
Oh, perfect. All right. Thank you. Well, born in Australia and moved to Canada at the age of 15. I've been singing since I was 8 years old. Probably even younger, singing in the church choirs and whatnot. When we were coming to Canada, I told my dad, first thing we're going to do is when we get to Canada, we're going to go buy me a guitar. And sure we did, the first weekend that came up. And I never looked back. I've always written. Love to write. I like to write about stuff I can relate, real stories from deep within. Not so much pretending. There's a little bit and pieces here and there that I just add in there, but most of my, like, if you listen to my CD, it's all a lot of personal stuff, which is really cool, and people can relate. So, yeah, here we are. This is my third CD now, Sugar and Cream. I'm just trying to think right now, because on that CD I have, on the new CD, Sugar and Cream, I have a song called, just to give you an idea, for the Armed Forces, dedicated to the Armed Forces. I have another one dedicated to cancer, breast cancer. And it's all personal experiences that I've dealt with. Like, you know, that's where I got the storylines from or whatnot. Yeah.
Right. I think that's great that, I think for the most part, artists write songs that pertain to their life, to their own life. There is a handful that just put paper to pencil, or pencil to paper, rather, and just write down material and just pump it out. The music that you have, you know, rock, contemporary, country, folk, you know, you have it's like a multi-genre music. I love that. And I'm going to tell you why I love that. Because, you know, I have your biography, and I had read parts of your biography, and, you know, you had mentioned two of artists in the biography that really are, I just absolutely love, who is Jim Croce and James Taylor, as your inspirations. Am I right in saying that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, and this is what I want to share with you, Billy, and I speak from the heart, my friend. You know, I'm a rock and roller. I'm an 80s rock. I love hard rock, but there's times where I just need a break, you know, and there's times where I put in a CD of, you know, it might be James Taylor, it might be England Dan and John Ford Coley, but I'm here to tell you right now, and I speak this from the bottom of my heart, I put your music in, and I promise you, I'll listen to it again, because it is so tranquil and so soothing, and it spoke to my heart. It made me just lose myself for a little while. And I got out, it took me out of that fast pace, that grind, if you will. And it brought me to a place of serenity. And thank you for that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
You know
when I write, a long time ago, somebody asked me, will your dream come true? I said, well, my dream's already come true. And that person says, how come? Why do you say that? And this was one of my first albums. I said, well, because first of all, he said, I saw somebody crying to my song. And I said, And then they came and thanked me because it touched their heart. And that, to me, that's what it's all about. It's about having people relate or feel what I'm singing. And that's the bottom line.
Right. So you don't have that, you're not all over the place. Your lyrics are designed, like you said, they come from the heart. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have probably experienced, including myself, you know, things that you have experienced and can relate to that. And that's what makes you a very special artist, because it's making that connection with fans. It's not, yeah, is it about selling records? Well, yeah, but, you know, in all honesty, I think you would, I can't speak for you. I'll ask you, don't you think that touching a person's life through your music is worth more than making a little bit of money?
Well, I tell you what, it does it for me. It does for me. Mind you, don't get me wrong. You know, if we get a bit of money, I don't complain either.
No, no.
But when it touches the heart, it means a lot to me. Yeah, it means a hell of a lot to me. Yeah.
Right on. Well, you know what, Billy? We're going to be talking about the album Sugar and Cream, and you have a song on there called Calendar Girl. How about you go ahead and give the listeners a little bit of history about that?
Well, it's when that all started. I was at a gathering, an outdoor gathering, just a party basically, and I was sitting there on a chair with this another gentleman, a front buddy of mine, and this girl just happened to come and talk to him, and I thought she looked really familiar, so I just said to her, I said, I know you. I said, you used to work at so and such and such a place. And she says, no, you must be thinking of somebody. I said, no. Then she started walking away, and I got a liner. She was walking away. I said, I know where I know you from. And she turned around, and she goes, where? I said, you're my calendar girl. And sure enough, that's where my title came from. So I put that aside. I kept it in there. And then, actually, I did this. I had the melody already written out, so I kind of put it together, the melody. Went fishing, took the piano. I recorded my the song on the piano without the lyrics. Of course, I had no lyrics at the time. Went fishing, and while we're sitting on the dock there, I put the little tape recorder on, and within half an hour, I had the lyrics written out. That's how it all came about, though. That one.
Why don't we go ahead and let the listeners hear "Calendar Girl" with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast.
Calendar Girl. Ooh. Ooh. When I see the moon and the stars lit up at night, I can't help but think, baby, about the crazy things we did. In my rundown pickup truck, yeah. Not a care in the world, as long as the radio worked. You climbed in the back of my pickup truck and danced under the stars of night. Oh, night. Ooh, how it takes me back. My calendar girl. Oh. I love the way you dance and the way you move so slow. Oh girl, you're just a natural. Girl, you're so beautiful. Takes me back.
right, welcome back. We are with Billy Grima here. Billy, thank you for that song, man. It is just such an awesome song, and it speaks to my heart. That's a great, great job, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Billy, let me ask you, man, being in Canada, and, you know, you said that this was your third album. Do you have any plans of doing any type of touring?
Yes, that's in the works right now, actually. I would love to come up to the States and do a little tour there. But right now we're just doing a lot of festivals and, you know, do a whole bunch of bar gigs and whatnot. And I like playing outdoors a lot in summer. That's something I'd love to do. But we do a lot of charity shows too, you know. I'm a big believer in giving back. Yeah, we play a lot. Like I said, we tend to head out to the States and do some shows there.
How do you go about, I mean, promoting your music? What's what do you find that is, you know, working for you?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I mean, you got Facebook. It's absolutely amazing, I think. What a way to get your music out there. YouTube is another huge one. Twitter. The list goes on, but I would say probably YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and they're amazing. It's amazing. It's
okay.
And also if people want to hear some samples of my stuff, for example, if they can't find it on YouTube, you can find it on iTunes, which is another great place to go. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a link where people can go and actually purchase the album, or?
Yeah, well, they can go to iTunes, straight direct to iTunes, or they can go to my website, actually, too. They can hear some samples there, too, at the same time, and it's www.billygrima.com.
Let me ask you this, Billy. What do you think you would be doing, honestly, if you were not performing, writing music, playing music?
You just did the word that I'm absolutely writing music. I'm constantly humming and stuff. You know, humming or making up melodies or whatnot. It's just something that I love to do. It gives me peace. So I do it all the time. I love sitting by the piano or grabbing the guitar and singing. I just do it all the time. On my back porch, you know, it could be, I just love it.
So a normal day for Billy Grima would be to get up and have some coffee and go sit on his porch with his six-string acoustic and just start ripping off some chords and creating what God has blessed you with, the gift of being such a wonderful artist.
Yes, actually, yeah. I'm a tea drinker, and I take sugar and cream in it. That's what the title came from.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. That's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm a teaholic. I can drink 15 cups a day. Crazy. It's a lot of tea. Trying to cut down. But yeah, I just love it. It puts me in a different world, you know? So I do it all the time. I do it every day. But, you know, it could be an hour, it could be 2 hours, it could be, and if I get right into it, sometimes to finish a song, you know, it might take me all day, it might take me half an hour, and then I just want to perfect it all the time. You know, I'm working with a gentleman like Peter Swan, who is my producer, and he engineered the album. He's great to work with, and it's awesome. I love it.
On the album Sugar and Cream, there's another song we're going to play. It's called You Mean the World to Me. How about some history on that, bud?
That song, it's probably, that was really, that's about my children. I would give you, I have three daughters. My older daughter, when she was about 4 years old, or 5 years old maybe, went to her school, and I said, hey, baby girl, I love you. So she turned around, she goes, Dad, don't say that, you embarrass me. So I said, what do you want me to say? So we ended up coming up with Don't Forget. So in public, I always said to her, don't forget, never said I love you anymore. And then when it came to my middle daughter, we used to say forever. Well, my younger one, she says, I just said I love you. So that's how I ended up saying, you mean the world to me. It's actually part from their lives. And about being on instead about going to Hollywood, that was my middle daughter. If you watch the video, it's all about the story is right there on the video. But it also says, and you wrote a note, and it says, I love you forever, don't forget. Well, that represents my three children, my three daughters. So yeah, it's all about them, and it's all from the heart. when I wrote it, they totally understood when I wrote the song and I played it for them. They were just bawling.
So here it is. You Mean the World to Me with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast.
Funny how the past just seems to come back when I open the treasure box that you have. Found it in the closet, little dusty, I'd say. Something to hold on to, it might take all day. The shoes you wore when you took the first step. The video of you saying I love you, mom and dad. All the keepsakes of that you had kept. And a letter saying I love you forever, don't forget. You mean the world to me. Oh yeah.
Now.
You mean the world to me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You mean the world to me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You mean the world to me. No matter where you are when you climb the highest mountain.
Back with Billy. Billy, thanks again for that song. Love it.
Awesome.
What other genres of music do you enjoy to listen to, you know, other than the James Taylor, Jim Croce, where the influences were drawn from? Do you, you know, ever step outside of the box and, you know, listen to other stuff or what?
All the time. Yeah, I love it. I grew up listening to country. My mom liked country a lot, and my father liked stuff like Buddy Holly and Fats Domino and Charlie Pride. My mom liked Charlie Pride actually a lot. I grew up listening to stuff like that. I was a big Journey fan, and also loved Total, the band Total. But I also like jazz. So I'm a big Kenny G fan, actually. I like a bit of everything. Sarah McLachlan's an amazing. I love Sarah McLachlan. She's great. Billy Joel. The list goes on.
Well, they're all. They certainly are all great artists.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say they're probably the top. Yeah, the top one I just mentioned are the top of what I like.
Billy, let me ask you this: coming from Australia at a very young age, and then you know, residing in Canada. Since you've, you know, have put out the three albums, have you noticed a difference? Let me reiterate that. Are you starting to touch more of the Americans or more people in the United States as well as, you know, Canada? You know, have you seen, you know, you get statistics, you know, have you seen a fan base growing in the U.S.?
Yes, actually. I've had some stuff on my YouTube channels where a few people were trying to find me on Facebook and telling me, sending me emails and whatnot to tell me that certain songs really touched their hearts. Like, I Miss You Baby is one of them. I would have to say, I mean, I am in Canada, and I have gotten, you know, quite a bit of following in Canada, but I think the state is growing, and it's growing pretty fast, actually.
Do you have a motto or a that you live by, that you stand by, that's so important to you that you don't deviate from it when it comes to your music? I mean, is there a point to where if somebody comes to you and says, hey, Billy, do this, you know, I think you could maybe do better. Do you remain open-minded, or do you just really just kind of go with your heart?
I do listen, but at the end of the day, I really try. I listen to what they have to say, and I examine what they say. But at the end of the day, then, you know, sometimes when I set my mind to something, and I try and go with my heart. And yet, if somebody give me an opinion, if I think it's a great idea, I would definitely work it in there somehow. Yeah,
So you take what you want and leave the rest, right?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense to me, man. All right, back to the CD. The next one I want to play is called Living the Dream. Could you give us some history on that?
Oh, definitely. Some of the lyrics in the song, so, you know, live like there's no tomorrow. That's the way I live. And take every breath as your last. That's the way I live. You know, be grateful. So when people ask me how I'm doing, I have a saying, well, a lot of people say it, but I say it every day, you know, I'm living the dream. You know, we all have our crosses to carry, right, our pains.
Right.
But, you know, being alive is a great thing.
Indeed.
So, I live by that, you know, that's my thing. I live by that. It's, life is beautiful. Like I said, we all have our pains, and we all have our crosses to carry, but we're here. I've had my share of being ill when I was younger, very, you know, young. I think if I didn't have that, if I didn't have that in me, you know, I might not be here today. So, yeah, that's how I go by that song. And that's how I wrote that really from the heart and how I live.
Well, I'll tell you what, here it is, Living the Dream with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast.
By the river, we were holding hands across the cornfield where we had some laughs. We were young and foolish, I do remember. Should have seen the smile painted on your face as we walked barefoot in the rain. Man, that sure was something. Said no trespassing, we did it, man. Man, you looked amazing. You said, let's have a party for two. It's me and you. I wanna tell you what I wanna do. Oh, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Take every
Welcome back. We are with Billy Grima. Billy, I've got another question for you. We're going to play another song and we're going to close this out. Where would you like to be, or where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Playing, performing. That's my goal. Performing, like I said, I'll perform anywhere. I would love to do charity concerts for the armed forces. I think that would be cool. Or for cancer. Because I know so many people that are going through certain pain. That would probably be, I just want to play. You know, I get great satisfaction out of it. So, and I love to do charity work. So, you know,
awesome, man.
I do a lot of stuff for the underprivileged children. And that's another thing I'd like to do, too. So we've done that. I've done concerts like that in Wonderland, raising money for kids on the street.
Yeah, there's very few people in the business today that has that heart. And I admire that from you, Billy. I truly do.
Thank you very much.
You got it, buddy. Last song we're going to play.
How about Caroline, yep.
Yeah, that's another, you know, this is another one of my, between Calendar Girl, they're all great songs, man. They truly are. But how about some history on Carolina?
Well, I wrote that song, Caroline. That was on my first album, and I wanted to kind of update it a bit and bring it out to a bit more country. So I took it and for my first album, Understanding, and we did the whole song. And that song actually was, I remember sitting in my music room downstairs and I, with my piano, and I closed that door. I put a stool, there, and I just imagined the girl, and I just wanted to sing to her and just pour out my heart to her. So I like the name Caroline. So that's how that came about. I sat there, and I finished it within, I think it was about an hour. That's how that song came about. I just wanted to make that one person, that special person. So I thought of that one special person in my life, and I wrote it basically about her. She wasn't there at the time. I just put the stool there, and then she was sitting there. And that's how that came about.
Very cool. Well, here it is. Caroline with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast.
All the changes that took place in my life, all for the better 'cause of you. Lying next to you as I hold you tight, Caroline. All my love I owe to you. I reach out to touch you, run my hands through your hair, touch your lips with mine. I look into your eyes, you look into mine, Caroline. Oh, sweet Caroline. Caroline, I've got you, that's all I ask for. I got you here with me, my I got you, that's all I ask for. I got you here with me in my heart. Flying so high, I'm on top of the world, Caroline. Hey, Caroline, I got you, that's all I ask for. I got you here with me in my heart. Flying so high, I'm on top of the world, and I owe it all to you, girl. Oh, Caroline, I got you, that's all I ask for. I got you here with me in my heart. Flying so high, I'm on top of the world, Caroline.
All right, welcome back. Billy, we're going to go ahead and close this out. I want to say truly, once again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for taking your time to call me to share a little bit of history about yourself. I want to share with you that I wish you the utmost success in all that you do. And my prayers are with you. You touch more lives. And you continue on your journey, and thank you for being who you are. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Jim, for having me on your show. Thank you.
It is definitely my pleasure. Well, there you have it, an interview with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast. I am your host, Jim Madonna. Peace.